smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Kogan credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Keep it going, Coxie. Give it a crank it up a bit more, please. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how about that for a fun Friday start?
Hey,
we're out. Well, it's
we've been up all night, Gary.
Kind of half freedom.
We're both had a haircut.
Went down to the pub at about 1:30 this morning.
You got a nice cut.
Rolled
nice
straight
trim.
Through the whiskey. He's had a couple too many schooners. He's got a big G-stripe right down the middle of his wispy head. Freedom Day. Well, it is kind of, it's good enough for freedom. I know it's not full freedom, but it is. People are out, they're celebrating. The traffic, if you're out on the road, let us know what it's like. Let us know if you've done something silly, like gone out a haircut at 2:30 in the morning. These are all the things. I mean, we've been locked up for bloody best part of 3 months. Get out and do something crazy.
You'll never be so happy to get stuck in traffic as you will today.
Give me a bit more of that music, please, Coxie. Come on, man. Yeah.
Oh, baby. Give me a traffic jam. Give me a traffic jam. Let me sit at the lights for half an hour today somewhere in the traffic.
No one's dragging us down on Fun Friday. I don't care whether you think it's part freedom. It is some freedom, and we're celebrating it. And we've got Cox Plate coming up on the weekend. All sorts of stuff happening. So Fun Friday. What about this for your Freedom Day? Shane Warne, Paul Marsh, George Samios, Bruce McAvaney, George...
Giorgio.
Excellent start.
Excellent start. I'm too excited.
Giorgio Samiosi.
George Samios.
There you go.
And John Epping as well. Is John Epping joining us? He is indeed.
So, of course he is.
Let's enjoy today.
Yep.
Enjoy
it. Hey, nobody is going to drag us down today. No. I don't care what your text message says, and already there's half a dozen
exactly
that have
right.
come through.
You can look at it like this. You can go, it's not Freedom Day at all. That's the miserable take. Or you can go, it's the first step back. It's the first
get on the beers
back of, well, it's one part of it.
To the life we know or we knew once.
Yes, so let's get up and about and enjoy it.
Yes.
And, have a coffee, catch up with some mates. I know there's a lot of people who book restaurants and pubs, all that stuff. So good on you.
Well, Georgie, I spoke to him yesterday. I said, what are you doing on Freedom Day? He said, I booked a place for lunch and then we're doing a bit of a bar, pubbish type crawl in the city. This afternoon, George Samios.
God.
He's got himself all sorted out.
Invite?
Not much work happening at Treasury Wines today.
Last show. What about this? Yeah, Curly's been a great supporter. Last show, lads. Great year. Thanks so much. 5 years listening. Loved every moment. Curly.
He's off.
Where are you going, Curl? What's Curly doing? I think he works in the mines, doesn't he, over there? And I don't know where Curly works. What are you doing, Curl? Hopefully everything's okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, got a nice show coming up for you.
That's a great show. That is a great show. Mm. And I tell you what, you've got it off to a great start.
What's that?
Well, the vibe, the energy.
Freedom! 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 Oh, now you've got to get Coxie a bit of...
He's Coxie up and about. Has he had a haircut yet?
He's
what about his
thing? Jason Horne Smith style up and about. Don't worry about that. You've got to get a little bit of Braveheart. You can do, but you can't take my freedom. Then I'll know you're up and about. Is there an app issue? Well, that would probably be a great start. There's not an app issue here around. We've checked it around here, but let us know where you are if there's an app. Well, you probably can't.
Well, it may have been why I couldn't log on to my phone this morning. Maybe No, I don't want to talk about it, but that may be the reason why.
The morning I've had with this man next sitting across the way.
Let's not talk about that.
Why not?
It smells lovely in here. Really, really lovely in here. What do you got on this one?
A little bit of SW23. Just had a little bit of a spray. I kept myself fragrant free because I wanted to have a little bit of warning.
Mm.
What do you think?
Nice. No, I think you might have gone a touch too heavy.
I think I sprayed too much.
A little bit too heavy on it, but nice.
Well,
how does it? What's on the box? How does it? Have you got to the box yet?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
But there's a.
I see Trentos is.
He bathed in it last night.
I think
he had
a
bath in it.
He's smelling like SW23 this morning. We've got our own clones coming out too, haven't we?
Tim's got one that he's got a clone that's coming out a little later in the program. It's got a nice little blurb, a little sting in the tail to it.
So. Yes, Chemist Warehouse. We're already in discussion about it.
When Mario, you'll sort it. Oh, the Chemist Warehouse boys, though. They love their real estate, the Chemist Warehouse boys. That's a big purchase in, you know, I read last week. Hey, tell me this. Did you read that Angus Brayshaw story that our old mate David Skeeter-Zeta wrote?
No, I haven't read it yet. Tell me what it is.
Is it
a good story?
Well, it's funny.
Long story?
Not one of your long ones. He went on the day before the grand final, went to visit his brother who lives over in Perth, who's in the army. And then the brother's driving him back to Joondalup up, you know, and he's cruising back at his own speed. And he gets a phone call from Jake Melksham. He goes, where are you? Yeah, Angus is up and about, ready to play the grand final. He goes, oh, what do you mean? Yeah, come back with my brother. Mate, the team meeting started 10 minutes ago. You're the only one here. He was 20 minutes still away from the, he completely forgot about the grand final team meeting.
He didn't forget about it.
He did. His face, like if you know Angus.
What did he do?
Well, he almost fainted. Rang Goody straight away. And then his brother, I think, did a bit of Dukes of Hazzard style driving to get him back. And then he got a big cheer when he walked in. Like, can you imagine?
Oh,
grand final team
that's
meeting.
That's like a bad dream.
Everyone's sitting there and they're going, where's Angus Brayshaw? I don't know.
You know what Jakey Melksham would have been sitting there thinking?
Yeah, he's a chance. Why
did Jake Melksham ring him? Jake, can you ring him, Jake? Oh, yeah, I won't be ringing that right number. Oh, hang on. I can't get him. He's not answering. Looks like I'm in, coach.
Yeah,
the other story I heard Geno talk yesterday on Jerry Waitley's program was about the fact that I love these stories. Back around 2018, and Goody decides, or the coaching staff decide to go out and buy all the players a pair of ski goggles.
Yeah.
Based on, you know, the NBA players, when they get in the rooms post winning the NBA championship, they all put on the ski goggles. I think they call them champagne goggles, right?
Yes.
So he thought, let's go out and buy 40 pairs of these. And boys, these are ready. I'm going to hang them up in your locker, right? And the day we win the flag, okay, you'll be able to access them. And everyone sort of forgot about it. And then Geno's phone goes off at about 5 a.m. or something in the morning after the grand final victory.
Mm.
And there's a photo of Neil Bullen with his ski goggles on.
I like that.
That's a nice story, isn't it?
We're up and about. Our audience is.
And you won't bring us down.
No, I love you. I love the audience. Look, they're up too. They've been dancing in their cars with that little bit of music. So there you go. It's a fantastic morning to be alive, unless you're Damo. Who says segregation day? Be realistic, please. When are you going to start talking about sport, you idiots?
Yeah, there you
go. Damo, maybe have a day off from us, mate. Maybe go and listen.
No, he might be taking the P.
No, I think he's
the P155.
He's on my knob.
He can be a bit salty at times, Damo.
He's there. I've got a list of numbers, and he's been inducted.
Okay, give him another bit. Give him another blast of George.
Right,
a little bit more of George, please.
Yeah.
There you go, Damo. Up and about. Grab your broom. Dance across the floor, Damo.
That's it.
A little bit of SW30. What is it, SW?
SW23.
23, yeah, there you go.
Actually, let's send some out to Damo.
Damo can have mine. Send your address in, Damo.
Oh, hang on. I'll say to Warnie, you're pretty happy to give yours away.
No, but I'll share yours.
I'm not sharing mine with you.
Okay, well. I'll give Damo mine.
Yep.
We'll send it out to Damo.
Righto.
And I'll buy another one.
Okay, that's good. Well, I'd like to see the receipt when you buy it. Please bring that in to me.
I will.
All-time low ratings for The Bisexual Bachelor. We talked about it yesterday. We wanted to know how that would go. And then I read the lowest ratings ever.
Mm.
What's that telling us? Maybe it was a bit of Bachelor overkill.
Maybe there's not an appetite for it. I don't know, Gary.
Coxie liked it, I think. He must have watched it by the sounds of him.
I watched a little bit of it last night. I didn't find it very sticky. That's a term in TV that we use. Don't look at me like that. Sticky is when you see something and you like it and you stick with it. I didn't find it a sticky show last night.
I watched the highlights came on during the news or whatever, and it said, I can see myself living with the girl. I don't want her name.
Yeah.
On the first show.
Brooke.
The first show, the bloke goes, I've got a connection. I can see myself spending my life with Brooke.
Oh, there's a lot of acting that goes on.
He's full heavy in that show.
Yeah. If you watched it, though, maybe you liked it, you enjoyed it. Love your feedback this morning. The other thing is that I watched last night again, Moneyball. What a good film that is.
What, you watched the whole movie Moneyball again?
Again, yeah.
What's going on with your life? Why weren't you doing the app stuff yesterday instead of annoying me this morning trying to get your vaccine card?
I don't want to talk about this on air. I thought, just to clarify this, I thought the government were going to send something out to the wisp, like a little card to say that I'd been double vaxxed. I only found out yesterday that I've got to go searching for this.
For the last
stuff.
Month and a half, the wisp runs out to the, he hears the postie come up. He goes flying out to his post box and goes, damn, that government hasn't sent me double vax card out yet. You've got to go and chase it up yourself.
Well, I thought that it arrived yesterday, the double vax card. I had a letter, you know, the window letter from the government yesterday, but that was about getting my bowel.
Yes, that's another good, that's a very good done. Message. Have yeah. a bowel check if you're, is it the same for females? I know it's the men, but for females, I guess it's the same.
I don't know. I think it's everybody. You get a certain
go
age.
Go and do that. Make sure you get that checked up. Hey, the pier and the boat ramp at Mornington, absolutely chockers this morning at 5 a.m.
Everyone's out there wanting to throw the line, and
let
that's
us
why.
Know. You might be on the water.
Yeah. Hey, tell you
let
what,
us know if you're fishing.
Yes, great idea, great idea.
And where they're biting, I might actually throw a line in this weekend.
No, you won't. There's no
probably
way,
won't.
No, there's no way you will. I tell you what you should do, though. Get up early on a Saturday morning and listen to...
Hutchie.
Paddy Dangerfield's fishing show. Yeah. Like, it's good. It's a really good show.
Yeah, what's his mate's name, Paddy and... What's the show called?
Oh, old Mate. I call him Old Mate.
Oh, he's called him Old
Paddy and Old Mate.
Gone Fishing.
Yeah, a lot of really interesting stuff they talk about.
What are they talking about?
You know, where the fish are biting and jumping and you know, how you get yourself into...
No,
you know, there's
you're not much of a fisherman.
No, listen to me. There's a school...
Real adventure.
There's a school of fish, right?
Yeah.
And then on the outside of the school, generally speaking, they said, are the smaller fish...
Called the recess.
And then you've got to find your way into the middle of the school, and that's where the bigger fish are. No. I didn't know that. You didn't know that.
Yes, I did. I love Paddy. You know how big a fan I am. I'm not sure they give us the A-grade information. That would be my only...
Of course they do.
No, you know what fishermen are like, or fishers. They're called fishers now.
Are
you
they?
Know that?
No, I didn't know that.
They're called fishers.
Right.
I don't think fishers give out their A-grade spots on the wireless. I might be wrong.
Well, I don't think they say exactly where they were fishing. Not exactly where they were, but they talk about the fact that they went out off, you know, such and such a place and, you know, 2.5 k's out or wherever it might have been, and that's where they found them.
Yeah.
It's a good show. It's a good show. I think
I think it's a great
show.
He
might be the new E.T., Paddy. Yeah.
No, I think he's doing
That's what E.T. did, didn't he, post his NRL
Built a
career.
Massive career.
Did he?
E.T., huge television deals, and the TV shows got syndicated.
Why don't we track him down?
E.T.
Yeah, did you ever meet him? Lovely bloke. Andrew Ettinghausen, we're talking about everybody. He was a superstar of the NRL at the time.
He was like a rock star.
A rock.
Good looking bloke.
Solid rock star.
Yeah.
And a nice down-to-earth type bloke, though. So is our producer nodding his head, or is he not even listening to our show?
His head nearly nodded off. He was that excited about that idea.
Yeah, we'll get E.T. on one morning.
Aaron Hapgood is...
he's an old mate of mine, E.T.
Last time you said that, we chased Wally Lewis...
For
6 months, saying, come and speak to Tim Watson. He went, who?
The three of us often get together.
Well, you, Wally, and E.T.
We go fishing occasionally.
Righto, that's on. Get him on. I want to have a chat with E.T. We're here for Coke and credit cards, no annual fees, amazing rewards. It's Freedom Day. Let us know what you're doing. Garage, the boat ramps, if you're busy fishing, Garage Doors Redefined, 4ddoors.com.au.
Damo's up and about now.
He's back.
He's back. He's got his SW23 and he is out and
happy,
about.
Happy
he's just
days.
Putting on his sharpest
little bit
pair
of George
trousers.
To the break, please.
That they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage Doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Kogan Credit Cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Sunline in front, Northerly the outside going to Sunline. They got very tight, but Northerly wins the Cox Plate. A half length to Sunline, who is tight and close to the line. Third in the middle is Viscount.
Got a big Cox Plate day tomorrow. Bruce McAvaney's going to talk to us about Cox Plate. He's got his three top Cox Plates of all time, and he'll give us his thoughts on the big race tomorrow. No, a nail-biting finish there for Pazlode. Only Pazlode have been number one since 1986. In fact, since 1935, Pazlode's been a leading manufacturer of cordless and pneumatic nailers, staplers and fasteners. So a lot of tradies out there, grab yourself Pazlode. Don't forget the call of the year, 2021 Toyota Hilux Rugged X. You can have the Rugged X Hilux, you can chuck the Pazlode in the back, and now you can get out and enjoy life again. Jeff is on the line from Manor Lakes. G'day, Jeff.
G'day, guys. First of all, I'd just like to cover your ears. Freedom!
Yes, that's it, Jeffrey. Good boy.
And I'd just like to thank you guys and the whole family at SEN. I've been working from home for 18 months. Yes, I'm lucky to be able to still be working. But you guys have just made it so much easier. I love my sport. And I just have you guys on all day.
Good on you, Jeff. Enjoy it, mate. We appreciate that. And you people out there that listen to us have helped us enormously as well. Make sure you are fully aware of that. It'd be a bit boring if we sit here talking to ourselves and didn't have anyone to disagree with or agree with somewhere along the way. So good. Thanks for your call, Jeffrey. The Wisp is very, he's inched ever closer to trying to get his double vax thing on his
nothing is working phone. Today.
He started last night at about 7:30. He's got a few little details now. I've never seen a man chase this down. He's almost there. How are you going? You're nearly there?
I've hit a sort of rope. I need some help from you.
What's happened now? Do it in the ad break. I'll help you in the ad break. This is how bad
Set
it is.
Me somewhere. I'm back on my gov now. So.
Oh, no. Crikey Moses. This has been going on all morning. He's getting me to help him with his technical stuff. Someone, if we were allowed, I would get someone in here and pay them to get the Wisp sorted out on this. Mark's in Bentley. G'day, Mark.
Morning, fellas. Happy Freedom morning.
Happy Freedom to you too, Marco. What do you got planned for the day? Something a bit special or not? A little haircut?
No, that's Tuesday. I've already got that book, so that's one part of the trilogy. Right. But in 35 minutes, fellas, I'm going to throw my ancient body into the Aquatic Centre 50-metre pool and do my first laps for 3 months.
Oh, you're a swimmer.
So, I swim up and down. I wouldn't call myself a swimmer. That's a bit of a stretch. But I do like getting some laps in, and they were able. They've got 1 hour, 45-minute sessions. 20 people a session, and you had to book in, and I was able to get a slot. Yeah. And then this afternoon at 3:36, I'm hitting off for 9 holes.
Oh, you got it sorted, Marco. That sounds like a great day. Well done to you. Boys, Manukato tonight, and a mate's joined into the Cox Plate tomorrow with the boys. What a weekend to be alive. That's from Campbell. Good to hear from you, Campbell. Is that Campbell Brown? That was Liam, sorry. Hey, boys, let's go to the pub tonight, have a good day, legends. That's Jakey from Cook. I'm loving the vibe that's coming through here. As we said, the pier and the boat ramp at Mornington's chock-a-block. Oh, Tim's breaking rules if he's in the studio. No, he's not. Just to relax, everyone. He's allowed to be in the studio. He's an essential worker. It's lovely to see his smiling face, although he has got a frown on at the moment. Steve's in Alexandria. G'day, Steve.
A roadblock here.
How are you, Tim and Gaz? How are you going?
Hey, Steve. We're up and about. We're sharing everyone's happiness.
Up and about today. I'm just about ready to knock off in a couple of hours. And we're meant to be on our... We've got a geriatric trip we go on every year to Mulwala, but we haven't been going the last couple of years, obviously.
You might be able to in a couple of weeks.
Well, no, but we always go Cox Plate, so it's too late. Okay. Cancelled it and transferred it. But Westy, the local footy club up at Alex there, we've just rebuilt the new rooms and we haven't had any time to have a frothy in them. So we've sent a multi-text out to the 30 of us that go and we're all meeting at 3:30 and having a crack to Savo.
I absolutely love that, Stevie. All the boys down to the new club rooms to sort of give it a bit of a christening. Enjoy, mate. Be sensible. Yeah, you know, you might have been out of form for a while, so just go easy.
Yep.
And enjoy.
That's it. That's it. You've just got to, you can't just go from 0 to 10. You've just got to just stagger it a little bit and get yourself back into form,
Gary. It's called getting PI55 fit.
That's it. Exactly right. Whisper, on my Gov site, link your Medicare account. Then you can access your vaccine. This is exactly what I'm trying to do,
Bluey. I've been with him for an hour and a half already, Bluey. He keeps hitting a roadblock. And let me tell
you. Hey, there's going to be a lot of people going through exactly the same thing as this today, Gary, and over the next next week.
You need your Medicare card.
Got that.
You need some banking details.
Got that.
You need some birth dates of your people who are on the card with you.
Got that.
What's your problem if you got all that?
Because I got to that point and I was expecting to see then my double vaccine come up and it didn't come up on my screen. So I don't know where that has gone to.
Well, when I was helping you, you had two Medicare cards. That was your problem.
Yeah, well, I had mine and Susie's. That's why. And I finally got the right number in there. We'll get there.
We've got
until 9 o'clock this morning to complete this. You need to help me rather than hinder me.
Oh, what do you mean helping you? I got you through the first three stages. Anyway, it's a funny thing. I could actually sell tickets to the Wisp trying to work his way through this.
I keep getting these code numbers from my security numbers from my Gov.
That's right, because every time you log in,
they set another number.
And you've got that's right. It's the security basis that's going on. Oh, I wanted to talk about Enos Kanter this morning.
Oh, crikey.
In the Ramble. It was a bit heavy for the Ramble anyway. Yeah. He had free Tibet on his shoes, and he called the Chinese president a brutal dictator. How do you reckon that's going down at the NBA head office?
Oh, wow. Adam Silver encourages players to speak out about issues, but maybe not this one so much.
AFL going down the full vax path as well. NRL haven't fallen into line just yet, but the AFL certainly have. We'll have a talk about it out of seven. Give you the full.
You've got a theory on that, haven't you?
No.
I don't know whether you're going to espouse your theory on that or not, but it's an interesting theory.
Well, I didn't have a theory at all. You did. You told me about it. If you want to talk about it, you can talk about it.
The Medicare stuff still coming through here. Gary, download the Medicare app. Thank you for everybody out there trying to help us.
Thank you for all the help. We've got to the stage where he's only last time I looked, he was only one click away.
Yep.
So I'll have a look during the news headlines to see where he's at. And I'll give you an update, everyone, because it's really one of the most important things in his life right now. But first, Alex, update us with some news headlines, please.
I want to break free.
Ah, there it is. It's Freedom Day. Keep sending through some nominations for Freedom songs too, because it's got us nice in a nice mood. Let me just say this, and I say it often. The best audience in radio we have. The amount of people who want to help you out, Tim, through this difficult time of trying to get your app certificate or whatever you want to call it, is quite staggering. See how many people are invested in you?
Yeah, it's great. I really appreciate it.
He hasn't had his head out of his phone during the whole
I really appreciate it, Gary.
Thank you, everyone.
You are truly,
it is a family.
It is very, it is.
It's
annoying, though, because you get all the way down the track and then they, for whatever reason, they ask another question and then you get sent in a different direction. I've filled out something incorrectly.
Yeah, well, more sport for Nissan. Upgrade your business fleet today. The new Nissan Navara, tougher and more advanced than ever. According to the Herald Sun, thousands of fans could be trackside at Derby Day next week under a late push to launch the four-day Melbourne Cup Carnival in style. That'd be great.
You keep going.
Oh, I'm going in for a long day today. Gulch, Trip and call sign Mav will be re-examined this morning after being found showing signs of lameness. Gee, I tell you what, that would be sending alarm bells around the racing fraternity because they won't want to take a risk there for the Cox Plate tomorrow.
We got any bells there?
Alarm bells. ICC T20 World Cup update. Catch up on all the action with KO Minis. Two games this morning. Scotland have beaten Oman. Bangladesh beat your team, PNG. Australian vice-captain Pat Cummins dismissed concerns over his lack of match practice as they head into the 2020 World Cup and the Ashes. He says he's ready to go. He's had a great spell and he can't wait to get stuck into it. Will Pekoski, he's not going to be ready for the first Shield game, but by November the 5th, he'll be ready to play and stake a claim for that Australian team. And the Australian women's team, this is a really sad story. Georgia Wareham is a magnificently talented leg spinner. She's ruptured her ACL, so she won't be available for the Women's Ashes and the One Day World Cup. Josh Kitty debuted for his team. He most rebounds made by a Thunder player on debut. I suppose that's a nice record to have. 19-year-old led the way, 10 rebounds. They lost to the Jazz yesterday. He scored 4 points. He had 3 assists. Played 29 minutes. It's going to be a star. Wayne Bennett officially been confirmed, as we've spoken about previously. The Dolphins is a... Yeah. There's a bit of a bargy war going on about the naming of this side. They just go with the Dolphins. The council say they were under the understanding when they financially supported the team they were going to be the Moreton Bay Dolphins. So there's a bit of a punch on about that, but it's just going to be the Dolphins. Don't forget, if you're struggling with back pain, now's the time, because they're opening soon in Werribee and Northcote. Let's check in with the Wisp and see how he's going with the Medicare app. What's happened?
I've been redirected.
Well, you've done nothing for the show for the last 20 minutes.
I know I haven't. I apologise, Gary. It's probably a better show for it, but...
What have you done?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to take over. While you do the quiz...
I've been directed back to where I've been three times already.
Well, you're doing something wrong. There's a fundamental
mistake.
No, no, it's not you. It's the app, is it?
Oh, God.
We will have a $100 voucher of the Sporting Globe. You can get along for a pot in a parma now. You can watch some live sports, Sporting Globes all around town. Get in there, support your local pub, your local cafe shop, whatever. We'll take a break. We'll give you the quiz, the weekend in review. I'll see whether we can sort the Wisp out. And maybe we might have to get a Medicare expert on the line.
We've got a problem here.